win over Sunshine Bible. Ethan defeated Wessington Springs 54-36. On the boys' side, locally, Fulton edged Hitchcock Tulare 51-43. DeSmit 55, Arlington 16. Ethan defeated Wessington Springs 49-38. And Redfield defeated Duel 59-50. A lot of double-A to report from last night. Girls, in a battle of number one teams, number one Class A, St. Thomas More defeated number one double-A, Sioux Falls Washington, 65-60. Brandon Valley, 60, Brookings, 46. Aberdeen defeated Rapid City Central, 51-40. Stevens defeated Pier, 59-40. And Sioux Falls Christian, Class A, defeated AA Watertown 67-56. Boys AA, Yankton rolled 63-45 over Sioux Falls Lincoln. Rapid City Stevens 53, Pier 40. Washington outscored Sioux Falls Roosevelt 76-69. Brandon Valley 54, Brookings 30. And Aberdeen clipped Rapid City Central 60-57. One other game of note last night, which just got on the schedule about a week ago, Houston, Tennessee, that's Mike Miller's, the Mike Miller coach team, they rolled over Lower Brule 93-44. That's a rundown of our high school basketball from last night. Plenty of college basketball as well. In women's scores, University of South Dakota thumped Kansas City 92-34. South Dakota State defeated Western Illinois 71-61. And Dakota State defeated Valley City 90-57. Looking at men's basketball scores, University of South Dakota edged Kansas City on the road 66-64. South Dakota State held off a late rally to defeat Western Illinois 83-77. Northern State men defeated Bemidji 71-57. Mankato defeated Augustana 72-67. University of Sioux Falls stayed undefeated with a 68-55 win over Upper Iowa. And Valley City defeated Dakota State 75-53. That's the rundown of our basketball scores from last night. Hockey, both Huron teams were on the road. The Huron girls at Brookings were shut out 7-0 by the Rangers. The Huron boys went overtime up in Watertown, but Watertown prevailed 3-2. Huron goals came from Isaiah Phillips and Grady Bott. And that's the rundown of our scores from a busy Friday night. Now we take a look at the schedule for today. We'll have Huron Tiger basketball on the air this evening on Tiger 95, and we will be back in the arena after having to move a couple of events due to the water damage that happened over Christmas break. The arena playing floor is up and ready to go. Huron will host the Mitchell Colonels in a doubleheader this evening. Girls game set for 5:30, followed by the boys. 5:10 pregame on Tiger 95. Just a reminder that the lower levels will begin at 3 o'clock today. The lower level boys will be at the middle school. Lower level girls will be at the arena. Other doubleheaders today. Another doubleheader in Huron is Sully Buttes will visit James Valley Christian. And Miller is at Roncalli for a doubleheader. Girls basketball today. Redfield Pheasant Classic has a couple of area teams playing. Sanborn Central Woonsocket will play Dupree. Redfield will be playing Woolsey Wessington today. Gymnastics here on Tigers on the road this morning, and they'll be at the Brookings Invitational. Here on Tiger Wrestlers will be at the Madison Invitational today. And there is hockey again on the road for both the Huron girls and boys as they'll be at Pier. That's the rundown of our local schedule. Quick reminder from Huron Youth Wrestling, they'll host a wrestling tournament and clinic a week from tomorrow, Sunday, January 17th at the arena. Check-in begins at 9 a.m. The clinic will begin at 11. Wrestling will begin at 12:15. Up to a six-person round robin, and all matches will be individually timed with an adult at every table. Pre-registration is required. A link can be found at the Huron Wrestling Club Facebook page. Registrations will close on January 12th. Concessions will be available. No coolers will be allowed. For more information, you can email Huron Youth Wrestling at gmail.com. Coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday today, we'll be talking here on Tiger Sports with basketball coaches John Scouten and Tim Budenhagen and gymnastics coach Julie King. And we'll also get an update on James Valley Christian boys basketball with their head coach Andrew Olvestad. That is our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up this morning starting at about 8:05. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Good morning. First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll talk here on Tiger Boys basketball with head coach John Scouten. Here on Boys, we'll be hosting Mitchell tonight, doubleheader, and we will be back at the arena tonight. We'll talk about that coming up. Here on Boys have been off a week after the win over Sioux Falls Roosevelt last Saturday, and we've had a week to ponder that. I know I said to you after the game, it would have been kind of nice to play and not have another week off, but hopefully that's the game that kind of gives the kids the idea, you know, this is what this team's capable of.
Yeah, if for sure. You know, we think we've had a long week here where we've been able to just kind of get back to the drawing board with trying to generate the defensive intensity that we think we need. And I thought last Saturday at Sioux Falls Roosevelt, you know, obviously that was evident, you know, what we are capable of. And so I think for our guys, yeah, it would have been nice to play a game, keep that momentum going a little bit. But at the same time, you know, we had a lot of opportunities this week to get better, a lot of days we could improve, a lot of things we could improve on. So for us, you know, there was a lot of value in the week off. And so hopefully we'll see that same kind of intensity tonight.
And talk about that week off. As everybody knows, we've had the issues at the Huron Arena. Had to move a couple of girls' games. And for the boys, really the king effect was you had to find a different place to practice this week.
Yeah, yep. For us, you know, it's kind of just been the way of the world here since about March, right? You just got to adapt and take things as they come. And you know, obviously with the water leak there over Christmas break caused a few issues there. Didn't affect us as much as the girls in terms of games or anything like that. We had this week off no matter what anyway. And so, yeah, it just basically moved our practices to the high school all week, which is fine and good. And, you know, again, it's, you know, you need a floor and you need some baskets and some balls to get something done. And so for our kids, they did a great job this week getting after it. You know, we just, again, these kids adapt. There's no complaining or anything like that. They just go with it, because that's just what you have to do during these times. And so our guys did a good job this week getting prepared. And so hopefully that'll translate into game time tonight.
Well, just a lot of different things came together, I felt, in that Roosevelt win last week. But the biggest part was probably defensively. We just felt like we never made them comfortable. They pretty much abandoned doing much of anything in the paint in the second half, and even though they were bigger than us. And overall, I thought the defensive intensity, well, we forced turnovers. We turned the ball over a lot, too. But it seemed like when we turned it over, we would just be able to force one right back and just kind of even it out.
Yeah. Those first four games before break, you know, the message for our guys, what we took away from that was we need to get better at cleaning up that paint and making sure teams aren't getting as many easy baskets in there, easy post touches, cuts, drives, whatever that might be. We were just giving up too many points at the rim. And in our league, when you do that, you're not going to have a chance to win a game. And so for our guys, you know, over Christmas, even this week, again, we're just making sure we're trying to clean up that paint. I thought they did a good job against, Roosevelt, you know, making shots, making them take tough shots over a closeout, over a hand. And when you do that, teams are susceptible to having bad night shooting, and that's what Roosevelt did. You know, they shot 15% from the three-point line, which is obviously not what they're used to. They got better shooters than that. But when those shots aren't going in and the game's getting tighter, now you got to go somewhere, and you abandon a little bit of what you're known for, what you can do, maybe on the defensive end, or whether it's throwing the ball inside more. You think you got to make up quick baskets, and so you know, it worked to our favor. Give our guys all the credit in the world for making Roosevelt scramble and make tough shots over us and things like that. And it's going to continue. We're going to need that same type of defensive intensity tonight.
Well, it just seemed like whenever we needed a big play, somebody made it, and usually it was a different guy from the guy before. Remember Brandon Decker getting an and-one three-point play early fourth quarter. Tegan Fitzer, who's just been sneaky quiet all season, he hit a three when we really needed one. Derek Simmonsma ended up on 20 points with not 100% ankle there. What I think those three were in double figures, might even had a fourth if I remember right. Like I said, we just shared around. We shared the moment.
Yep, and that's what this team's going to need to do to be successful. You know, we don't have one guy that we're going to say, okay, every night you're going out to get 20, 25. We got to make sure that we are doing it together. We're sharing the ball. You know, we're defending together. And we, like you said, we're just enjoying the moment together. And so for our guys, we got a lot of guys that are capable of hitting some shots, you know, one or two or three a game. And we're not necessarily a bulk three-point shooting team. But at the same time, we got plenty of guys that can make plays. And so for us, I thought, you know, that was a little bit better job on our end as coaches too last week, was, you know, getting guys in the right spots. The rotations got a little bit tighter. Again, just, you know, kids are going to have their opportunities and got to make the most of them. But again, we're making sure that we have to do it all together as a group.
Now, the Mitchell Colonels come in tonight. They're 6-0 on the season, and you brought up a point that I didn't know and just really surprised me. They're 6-0, and tonight will be the first night they play in some place other than the Corn Palace. They've been at home all season.
Yeah, you know, that's the way that their schedule worked out for them. This early part of the season, I think the first half, about 10 games, they play 8 games at home or something like that, 9 out of 11 or something. You know, so, you know, they've been at home. They're very good at what they do. You know, they've been at home, which is always a comfortable place to be. And so, you know, for us, it's going to be just something that we're going to have to try to make them uncomfortable again here on their first road trip this year. And, you know, again, make things as hard on them as we can.
And I've said this to you a couple of different times, that Mitchell team really reminds me of our team 2 years ago. They have a lot of guys that have put in some varsity time already. They went through some rough patches, and they're thinking, well, this is the year to get and go. The Hinker kid's been playing since he stepped into Mitchell High School. The Helloid kid's been running the offense for 2 years now. You know, they got kids that have been there. And they want to make that next step.
Yep, and you can see that they're hungry for that next level. Those guys, you know, like you've said, they've been playing for a long time. They took their bumps and bruises. You know, last year turned the corner a little bit more, and this year obviously they're off to a 6-0 start, you know, at the top of the seed points and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I think they're gaining that level of respect across the state that we've had for them here. We know what that building process is like, and they're doing a great job with it, you know, and so they're hungry to move on and prove that, you know, this 6-0 start's not a fluke. And so for us, you know, they're going to come ready to go. I told the guys, you know, they hadn't beaten us for about 4 years straight there. I think we beat them. So, you know, they're hungry for that, too. It's a Huron-Mitchell game. I don't know that the rivalry is necessarily what it used to be, just because kids are so friendly nowadays, and we got friends all over the place and girlfriends and whatnot. But at the same time, you know, it's Huron-Mitchell, and they want to come in and they want to prove that they are as good and they are as advertised. So our guys are going to have to come ready to go tonight.
You know, and they just bring a lot of things to the table. Ohm kid, 6'9", 6'10". You know, I mean, we knew he was just standing there close to the basket when we played him a month ago. So he's a force here just defensively. The Hinker kid, inside, outside, however you want to match up to him, he'll adapt. He'll play outside. He'll post up. He'll do whatever's needed.
Yeah, and he's, you know, very, very versatile player, versatile scorer. You know, those guys, it's like we've said before, it's a two-headed monster in that paint area. You know, that height and length just allows them to do so many different things offensively and defensively, because both of those guys can shoot, step out to the three-point line and hit a shot. Defensively, you know, if they're playing man or pressing or zone or whatever it is, you know, they can get out and deny and be more aggressive in the passing lane because they got 6'10 standing at the rim. So everything can be funneled to him, and he's a good shot blocker, good rebounder. So they do a lot of very effective things with their length and height, and we're going to have to try to do our best to neutralize that tonight, you know, by being aggressive offensively, and then again, just defensively making them hit shots over us, and nothing easy at the rim.
And like I mentioned about Tegan Fitzer a couple of minutes ago, about he's just quietly out there, that's the Helloid kid, Ben Helloid. They're a point guard now, starting his third year as the starter there. And he, you know, we can talk about Hinker and all we want. That kid runs the show.
Yep, right. And on any good team, you know, any state championship team, you're going to need more than one or two guys. I think he's really stepped up to that role so far this year. doing a little bit more scoring, looking to get his shot, being a little bit more aggressive this year. But you're right, he runs that show. It's his team. Coach Nuhrendorf trusts him to get them in the right spots when they need a basket or they need to stop a run or keep a run going. And so, yeah, you know, he's a really, really tough guard. Again, we're going to have our hands full no matter what because they got shooters off the bench. They got tough inside guys, athletic perimeter defenders off the bench. I mean, they're top to bottom, they are as good as advertised. So we got to make sure that we're coming ready to go tonight.
And get back to our Huron Tigers. You were a team in search of a positive. You got a huge positive last week, and positive and a good sign in these COVID times. But that was a great big positive. Kids just need to work with it and grow from it.
Right. I mean, and it's no different than those first four games, right? Like, we're talking to these kids about every game's an opportunity. It doesn't really matter what you did before as long as you're learning and moving on. And even though we won, there's plenty of things we can clean up. I think we turned the ball over 20, 25 times last week. You know, we shot the free throws really well. That was a point of emphasis here over the break and over this last week. So there's always positives and negatives you can take away from a game, whether it's a win or a loss. So we just got to make sure that we've learned from our Roosevelt experience. We've learned from those first four games, and we're you know, trying to move onward and upward here tonight.
John Scouten, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball, doubleheader tonight. And, yes, we will be back at the arena, girls at 5:30. Boys will tip off to follow both games on Tiger 95. We'll be back with Huron Tiger coach girls basketball Tim Budenhagen next on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
And we're back, 8:17. We talk with the Huron Tiger girls basketball coach Tim Budenhagen. Girls did play on Thursday, originally a home game, had to be moved back 2 days and taken on the road, but Huron came out and pretty much punched Sioux Falls Lincoln in the mouth. I remember Lincoln having one lead at 5-4, and then Bella Shreve went off with three consecutive threes and really never looked back, and coach had to be pleased with the way the girls came out after, you know, just a little bit of upheaval the previous week.
Well, we shot the ball well. We were 9 of 18 from the threes, shot 47% from the twos, shot 8 of 9 from the free throw line. So our shooting got better. And as our shooting gets better, we play a little bit better defense.
You know, it didn't seem like we were 9 of 18 on three just because it didn't seem like we took that many. It looked like Lincoln was focused on taking that away. But, you know, that was probably our best night of the season shooting from inside the arc.
Yeah, we got a lot of transition baskets. We got some rips to the basket. They played us man. We could come off the ball screen. They didn't help really well off the ball screen, and we could get to the basket, or we could dump it down for an easy shot. We also had 18 assists, so we know we were sharing the ball.
And you mentioned the using the screens and stuff, and that looks to me like there's no ball screen like one set by Brooke Schiltz. She sets it, and it's set.
Well, we're giving her a job to do. In the five out, she really didn't have a job. She was kind of wandering around like a nomad. So we went back to the ball screening offense, and that seems to give her a job. It gives her a purpose. It slows our penetration down, and it clears out the ball side baseline so that we can reject the screen and get to the rim as well. And then if they help, then we have two on the backside for a kick out.
And, you know, and we've been talking about offense, but really defense was the spark on Thursday night. We just had Lincoln frustrated. They had the big girl in the middle that had played a lot last year, and she really did not have an impact on the game. And, that, you know, we had somebody always behind her, and as soon as it even looked like the ball was going there, we got somebody in front of her.
Yeah, our main job is to keep the ball at the middle, make them beat us from the outside. Fortunately, I think they only hit about 5 threes, so that was a good night for us. And then they didn't get many hoops in the inside. We had 17 steals, 16 deflections, so we had active hands, and we got to continue to do that tonight.
You know, and that's one of our assets that we just haven't talked about enough. We have quickness and we have speed on that court.
Yeah, we do, and now our anticipation's getting a little bit better too. We're reading eyes, and we're reading shoulders, and we're reading the ball. Once the ball gets up over their head, we know it's a skip pass. We've been moving on the flight of the ball, and we got to continue to be quick to the ball and get our hands on passes, because those tips lead to easy hoops if we can run it down. Case in point, Heaven Ganey tipped one, outran a girl to the basket. She recovered, but we were able to dish it off for an easy layup. But those hustle plays make a huge difference.
You know, and from the offensive standpoint, I mentioned Bella Shreve hitting back-to-back-to-back threes in the first quarter. She never scored again, but it didn't really matter because we just had other girls step up. I think Tenley ended up with 18, with 10 of them coming in the third quarter. Hampton Hines continues to be instant offense off the bench as a freshman. And then you mentioned Heaven. She was the one constant where she was doing a little bit of scoring every quarter.
Yeah, she got on the roll in the second half. At first half, she had some troubles, couldn't hit a jump shot, missed some layups, and then all of a sudden she got one to go in, and once she sees the ball go in, then she hits a three, then she gets a drive, then she gets a little jumper, and now she can score in bunches because she is a tough matchup, because she might not be very tall, but she's strong and she's fast.
And, you know, we mentioned, you know, things were up, a little upheaval there with the arena situation, and obviously impacted the girls more than the boys just because you were scheduled to play. And, well, even with that, once school began on Monday, you had to adjust the play schedule. Sounds like the boys were at the high school gym, and you just had to wait till the 7th and 8th graders were done with their practice, so practices were about at 6 o'clock each evening.
Yeah, a little later at night. It might have been good for us because now we practice it mainly at the time that we play, so our bodies are used to getting ready and moving at that time. So that might be better for us, that little bit later practice. I thought, you know, we need to play because we were out of rhythm, out of sync against Roosevelt. Roosevelt played the 31st, then they get to play the 2nd. We're coming off about a 14-day break. That's too long, you know, not to play. So we need to play on Thursday, and fortunately we've shot the ball well, moved well. So hopefully that propels us into tonight, gives us some confidence, and we have our game legs back.
Well, Mitchell Cardinals come in this evening. That'll be the 5:30 tip off at the arena. We beat them to open the season about a month ago, but now they set 4-2. I see they're number 2 in seed points, which is still a lot early to be looking at that, but they had the win over Brandon Valley last week, and they're a veteran team. I know mainly you felt that we just took away what they wanted to do, and the two teams are kind of contrast in what they want to do.
Yeah, we are. You know, they want to pound it inside. They want to a new starting lineup. They start to stave the girl inside with Kempf, and then surround her with Krogren, Plastow, and then Haley. So they're making a conscious effort to get it inside against Brandon Valley. Kempf had 17 points. Everything was inside at the free throw line. They just spread you out, go high, low, and then sit Kempf right in the middle of the lane, and she gets it one-on-one. She's tough to guard. Brandon Valley couldn't handle her, and so, you know, Mitchell took down Brandon. They beat Campbell County over the break, lost to Thunder Basin by 2, but it was a good game, so they're on a mini roll. They've got 3 games in, so they're game ready, so we got to be ready to go tonight, because they're going to bully us. So they're going to be physical. They're going to get in our face. They're just a physical bullying team, and you got to be prepared for that.
Well, Lincoln kind of gave you somewhat of that look, but I just think that the Kempf girl will be a lot more aggressive than the Lincoln girl was, and if they can hit some outside shots, that's just a huge plus for them.
Yeah, that's the thing. We got to take away one thing, you know, from each team. The thing that we got to take away from Mitchell is we got to have to take away the inside game. If we can do that and they hit shots from the outside, they're going to beat us anyway. So we got to take away their strength. Their strength is their inside. We got to take that away. That's 20 points a game right there. They scored 67 against Brandon. You take those 20 away, now it's 47. Can they hit enough outside jumpers to push that to 50?
And finally here with our girls, I know you just want to get back on the right plane, Rapid City Central. The Roosevelt losses were two winnable games. They just didn't happen. And then you go to Lincoln and just pretty much last time, you know, it hasn't been often that we've had here on Tiger girls team in recent years where not only we win by that margin, where, I mean, by 4 minutes to go in the game, you had the starter sat and everybody who had a quarter left was in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Lincoln's beaten us pretty good the last 2 or 3 years, and it was nice to be on the other side of one of those. And then we could get some girls in and see what they could do. I thought, you know, the girls coming off the bench had a nice night. We got to continue to grow off the bench. If we can get 20, 25 points from the bench, 40, 45 from our starters, you know, now you're scoring 65, 70 points a game. There shouldn't be many games that you can lose if you can score that many points.
Tim Budnigan, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball. Again, doubleheader tonight, and again, we'll be back at the arena. We'll have a 5:30 tip-off for the girls, followed by the boys, both games on Tiger 95. Still to come, we're going to talk here on Tiger Gymnastics with Julie King and James Valley Christian Boys Basketball, Andrew Olvestad, coming up next on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. We talk here on Tiger Gymnastics with head coach Julie King. After nearly 3 weeks off over the holiday, they got back in action on Thursday, triangular up in Britton, Hecla, Watertown, and Huron. And then a day off yesterday, and then right back at it with the Brookings Invitational today. And Julie, let's just first talk about results Thursday night. I know you had some positives there, and maybe you don't always know what you're going to get coming off that long layoff, but you also knew you were working on some different things, and I know you were pleased, especially in certain areas.
Absolutely. I was really excited about the way the girls vaulted over Christmas break. We really worked hard on getting some handspring fulls, and we had several girls compete those handspring fulls, and not only did they compete them, but they got their personal best. Cameron Ruth, Easton Eichstead, Addison Gross, Maya Hine, Nancy Lopez, Caitlin Radke, all had their personal best on vault. And not only was it a personal best, they were all 8.6 and higher. So it was an awesome evening for vault. Also, another highlight to the evening, we got Leah Pyle back from an injury, and she had her personal best on a no-fault beam routine of an 8.35. And to also talk about the team score, they had their high team season score of 123.65, and we hope to only see that rise.
Well, tell us about the vault and what goes into that, because I know you said you've been kind of working on this one, and obviously it's always been there. We've always had girls compete in it, but it never seemed like it was like, you know, one of the top-performing events for the Huron Tigers, but certainly was on Thursday.
It absolutely was. You know, the one thing that was good about COVID and pods was that the girls had to rotate to stations as a group, and so we have been working vault much more this season than we ever have in the past, and the girls are getting the idea down of physics when you hit the board and you're almost going backwards and you rainbow over the top instead of hiking their hips up and over. You can do a lot more on the backside when you have a really good entry into the table.
And then obviously, I suppose you had, 4 or 5 days off there over Christmas before getting back into the gym, but it looks to me like the girls definitely bought in and had a lot of hard work there as they headed in here to what's really the second half of the season.
Absolutely. We spent probably 4 days where we let the kids work some new skills and some different things, and you've got to spice some things up in the gym once in a while and show them that they can do some other things. But then we got back to routines, and the girls worked really hard, and I've been really pleased with what they've gotten done.
And as you know, and as everybody knows, I'm a novice with the sport. And what I've learned mostly has come from you, but is it almost like a light bulb moment? Like you see a girl in practice, not really sure what they're doing. They buy into it, and all of a sudden, bing, there goes the light bulb.
Absolutely. And that happened. Cameron Ruth, for example, she was the one that was really struggling, and she was twisting in and twisting out, and she needs to twist all the way in one direction, and she just couldn't get it figured out. And she went over, and we worked a drill a few times, and she came over, she did it, and she looked at me, and she was just so excited, and she was jumping around, and that was that light bulb moment that you were talking about, and she remembered how to do it. And, you know, sometimes it happens, and they don't know how to do it again, but these girls have done it numerous times, and so now we're just going to work on making it look that much cleaner.
And then next now you have Brookings Invitational today. Again, everything's in pods. You'll be in the middle pod, the middle group of teams to compete. And I guess first thing is, like I said, it's been almost 3 weeks since you last competed. Now here it is, second time in 3 days. So girls just have to realize, okay, now we're back, and now we're going to get it back on a regular schedule.
Yeah, the girls are really excited to be back in competition this week, and so it will be a good day again in the gym. And we're with Mitchell Pier and Yankton in our pod, so it'll be a nice change to be able to see some of the other teams. When we go to these meets, we used to sit in the stands and you'd get to watch the other teams, and with pods, you compete and you leave. And so it's been really refreshing that we got to see Watertown on Thursday night. We got to see Britain again on Thursday night, and now we're going to get to see these other teams. And so it's nice to see where we fit in with the competition.
And with this format, it's a COVID-related thing. Advantages, disadvantages, what do you like, what do you don't like about going into these meets and just doing the pod thing?
I will tell you, the one thing that I really like is the way we're doing the warm-ups. In the past, we did warm-ups starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes you'd warm up on beam at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you wouldn't compete until 3 o'clock. Now, with the warm-ups, the way we're doing them, and they vary a little bit depending on how many you have competing, but you get a 5-minute team touch on that piece of equipment before you compete, and then the gymnast also gets a 2-minute touch before they actually compete. And it's just so much nicer to have that warm-up right before they go. The one thing I don't like about this pod is when you're done competing, you just pack up and leave. You have no idea where your kids are placing. You have no idea how the day goes the rest of the day. And so that part is not the fun part, but I will say that I enjoy the shorter warm-up, and it's much better for the athlete.
And looking ahead to next Friday, the Huron Invitational, you did have Lincoln pull out, but Mitchell agreed to bring a second team in. And really, our invite is probably the newest one that there's been in the state. It's kind of hard to crack the rotation.
It is, and I'm excited to have all of the areas going at one time. And, you know, we're going to have the best of the state in the gym on Friday. So it'll be a really good meet to come and watch.
Well, tell us some of your expectations here now between today and next week. And, of course, as we always say, gymnastics is the first in the gym to begin a winter sport and the first ones to finish up here. But it's almost like two split seasons because you always have that long break there over Christmas.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the break gets to be as long as it has been. But my expectations are I really want to see floor cleaned up. I want the girls to be a little bit more confident out there, and I know they can do that. Beam, they just need to stay focused. We're losing focus on our balance beam routines, and we're falling, and we've got to clean that up. Bars, that's coming. That's one of the hardest events in the entire gym, and you have to have strength and timing and know exactly how to do some of those skills to be able to perfect it and look well for the judges. And vault, I just hope they continue to rise and do what they know and continue to improve.
Julie King, head coach here on Tiger Gymnastics. After a long layoff for the holiday, they're competing for a second time in 3 days at the Brookings Invitational today. We'll take another time out here. Dakota Sports Saturday. Wrap it up. Talk James Valley Christian boys basketball on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Good morning. We wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday. Going to talk James Valley Christian boys basketball with their head coach, Andrew Alvestad. The Vikings will be hosting Sully Butte's doubleheader this afternoon. Vikings boys come in with a record of 0-6. And coach, we'll talk about this team, but first off, let's just talk about you. Second or third year now? You're back as the head coach at your alma mater. You won a state title back in 2014 with James Valley. Tell us, what brings you back? What brings a guy back and say, you know what, I want to give back to the school that gave me so much?
Well, it kind of happened, a couple openings. Well, I was over at Sioux Valley in Volga going through college, got a couple of years of coaching in there. We moved back to Huron, and there was actually an opening for junior high. Took it, and then a couple of years later, a head coaching position opened up. So just perfect timing. I know Bennett White, for instance, back coaching for Woolsey as a JV. So just probably a couple instances of going up under good, successful coaches back here in the 281, and I love working for the school and just getting to be with these guys every day. I love these guys, and win or loss, we get to teach things outside of basketball and life too. So a great opportunity for me to be back and just enjoying it.
And as we say to all coaches, just happy that you are able to play. Be happy you're able to play here coming up today, and hopefully a 281 tournament for next week.
Yeah, we're thankful for that, and we've said that from the start. Really, every day, just work our hardest because we don't know when things could get shut down. And just my heart goes out to anybody that's been impacted. My good friend Caleb and his family, just hard. It's been hard for the school. It's been hard for everybody involved. And we're just gonna go out there and play hard because we've been given this opportunity and blessed with our talents and abilities and legs and arms and lots of things we take for granted. So we're going to play our hardest and do our best in this time.
Well, tell us about your team. Looking at the roster, I remember you had a ton of seniors that played last year. I think you had a pretty solid senior class the year before that as well. So this year, not so much between the junior and senior classes, just three guys. So we're still learning.
I kind of said that from the start of the year, and no summer for us. We had no summer together. We've got some guys that are stepping up from junior high ball last year and playing large varsity minutes. So it's just a crazy difference in pace, in energy. We've got a couple seniors that have led us very well with their energy and communication. That's what we're looking for. Two seniors, one junior on the roster, otherwise sophomores, freshmen, got some eighth graders in JV, got a seventh grader playing JV here. So future's bright, but that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at now and looking at making our best every single day, whether we're seniors, juniors, sophomores, freshmen. Again, not guaranteed in next year. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, so doing our best each day. But I like our group. We've had some good practices lately. We had a good performance for three quarters in Esteline last week. So I hope we can play our hardest, play with energy, communicate together, and it takes all 11 of us on the roster, three coaches, to get the job done.
Now, notice Landon Wallman has been missing from the lineup. 6'2", gives you a little height, and of course, he's got that very sweet shooting touch.
Little size, can shoot the ball, lights out. Last year, third team all conference as a freshman, coming off the bench. Lots of minutes. I think he was maybe at the top of the conference in threes made last year, even when he's being face guarded all game long, stuff like that. So just a high character guy, a high quality guy. Tough to miss, been out with a soccer injury. Played a few minutes last week in Esteline, but maybe hold off on Saturday just to give him some rest. But he'll be missed, but we appreciate his leadership on the sidelines and communication. But no excuses. We got a group we got to put on the floor.
And, of course, everybody looking forward to the 281 tournament starting next weekend. A little different look, though, as top seeds will host No Huron Arena this year. But as we said before, we're just going to be glad that we get a chance to play.
It is a different feel for myself, who's been watching games, playing in games, coaching games for a long time. We had the luxury of playing in the arena last week, actually, for a classic game, so we were glad we got to experience a game in the arena. Obviously, that won't happen for the conference games, but be a different feel at the higher seed. But we'll add in some JV games then, too, and allow our JV guys to go and play in the 281, too. So that'll be neat. We'll do what's asked of us. We'll see what the seeding looks like and hopefully put some games together there.
And, of course, this whole year is just, it is what it is, and we'll just keep moving.
Yeah. It is. We're trying our best. We got to keep working. Again, who knows what basketball is going to look like if things shut down in a month or a week or whatever, but life goes on past basketball, so we're trying to teach these kids the right things on and off the floor, and hopefully that pays off.
Andrew Olvestead is the head boys basketball coach for the James Valley Christian Vikings at 0-6. They'll be hosting Sully Buttes this afternoon for a doubleheader at JVC. And the 281 conference tournaments get underway next Friday for the girls and next Saturday for the boys. That'll wrap up our Dakota Sports Saturday show for today. A pretty full show here as we're getting back to being very busy, and busy is good. With the pandemic and still being able to get games in. On Tiger 95 tonight, we have that Huron Tiger basketball doubleheader. We will be back at the arena. The Huron Tigers and the Mitchell Colonels. Preliminary games get underway at 3 o'clock. We'll shoot for a 5:30 tip-off for the girls, followed by the boys. Both games on Tiger 95. Here on KOKK, we have NFL doubleheaders today and again tomorrow. Not getting all three games in, just couldn't quite get all the logistics to put about 12 hours of NFL on the station both today and tomorrow, but we will have the first two games on the air today and tomorrow here on KOKK. Reminder coming up shortly is South Dakota sports history. It's going to be a fun one. Former Huron Tiger basketball coach Jim Noyes will be the guest of Mike Hendrickson. He's, of course, out of Rapid City Central now, but spent a lot of time with the Huron Tigers, got the Wessington Spring Girls to a Class A championship game, and coached at James Valley, coached at Willow Lake, and it'll be a fun conversation to listen to Coach Noyes. That'll be coming up here, I'd say, in about another 10 minutes or so on KOKK. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Time now for the top five countdown from the dusty old rodeo trail. Here's your host, Monty James.
This might be my favorite show of the year. NFR is over, champions crowned, and now we take a look at the up-and-comers for the 2021 Pro Rodeo Marathon. We'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
Young's Western Wear and DiscountWesternWear.com would like to thank all their loyal customers for their patronage throughout the 2020 year. And oh, Chihuahua, it's been a humdinger.
Humdinger, you're a humdinger.
To show their appreciation, DiscountWestward.com is going to extend the 10% off and free shipping through February for everyone in the continental USA. Yup, you got it. 10% off and free shipping through February from the purveyor of all things cowboy, DiscountWesternWear.com.
Scott Reiston from Sioux Steel Company. Commodity prices are booming, and you need welders and production workers. What's the scoop?
Well, Monty, you're right. The farm economy is going great right now. We're so happy the farmers are doing well. We've got jobs we need to get filled to get those orders out. Farm FarmJobs500.com is the place to go to get a job at Sioux Steel Company. We've got openings, and we need you now. FarmJobs500 for sign-on bonus.
Legendary Sioux Steel Company, family-owned since 1918. Apply for a $500 sign-on bonus at FarmJobs500.com.
From the messy desk of the PRCA, join us now as we present the top five in each event in the world of pro rodeo. Razor, lock this puppy down, and let's get it on. In the Bears, Garrett Shadbolt, Behrman, Nebraska, number one on the planet. Tim Kinn and Jordan Pelton go 2-3, so new the PRCA doesn't even list their hometowns. Wyoming's Cole Rayner, number four. Hoser Oren Larson kicking back fifth.
Hey, Goff, Lee, we're doing our movie.
Berdogan, State Center, Iowa. World champion Jacob Elder, still king of the hill. Kansanite Tanner Bruner, number two. Utah, Shoop Stocking, what? Third, Johnny Laneweaver of Pennsylvania. Yeah, you heard right, fourth. South Dakota hand, Eli Lord, hath risen to fifth. Team Rope and Headers, Hershey, Nebraska's Cooper White ups, then Clay Kessler, Wade, and Buckaloo on the heel side of the Horn Beastie. Wyoming Looper, J.C. Flake in the front of the back, then White, Harrison, Sabins, and Kreitz. Saddlebronk Bustin', Wyoming Hand, Chesta Johnson is the man. Winterset, Iowa's Tegan Smith, number two. Louisiana's Cody DeMoss, three spots. South Dakota Lad, Jacob Kammer, Ert rolls fourth. Oklahoma's Colt Gordon, chilling fifth. Tie-down Roping, Cooper Martin, the pride of Alma, Kansas, leader of the pack, followed by Caleb Schmidt, world champ Shad Mayfield. Heaven, Megan, and Timbermore in that order. Can Chasen, Texas Lasses, Cassie Mowry, Steph Fryer, and Tiani Schuster go 1-2-3. Mississippi misses Sticky Vicky Williams fourth. New Jersey's Christina Mulford turns and burns in the 5-hole. Toro Twist in Washington, Shane Proctor, numeral uno. Utah's Josh Frost, dos. Floridian, Trey Sellers, Trace. Creek Young of Kansas, El Foro. Dustin Bouquet of Louisiana, number 5 in the spin cycle. Racket, I'm out. Props to producer Mitchell B. Gallett, Mule Skinner, Jesse Stroud, and this great American radio station. Monty James on the rodeo trail for the TRU. The folks at Premier Equipment don't really like to toot their own horn, but I, a highly paid non-attorney spokesperson, will. The 5 family-owned Premier Equipment locations were recently named the world's biggest Quaker dealer and the nation's top-selling Haybuster outlet. With that kind of buying power, you can get the best prices on the planet. MacDon, McCormick, New Holland, Sioux Bins, Quaker Loaders, Rouse Rakes, Bobcat, Haybuster, Landall, J&M Grain Carts, the list goes on and on. See over 950 new and used units at PremierEQSD.com. That's PremierEQSD.com.
It is about that time. We sit down once a week with Reg from the Real Estate Connection, and we talk about some properties that are for sale. If you'd like to purchase a home or a business, there are businesses for sale, hunting ground, farm ground. If you'd like to buy or sell those things, you can do those through the Real Estate Connection. They're a member of the Multiple List Service, so whatever that for sale sign, whatever business it has on it, Reg can help you purchase that home. There are a few exceptions called agency exclusives, and we'll talk about those from time to time here on the program. Also, you can give them a call. You can check them out on Facebook. They got the Facebook page. They got realestatehuron.com. They got a website there, so you can check that out. And they'll also do a competitive market analysis. This is pretty neat. They'll come out to your place. They'll check it out. They'll compare it to other places that have sold, places in that same neighborhood, places of comparable size, and they will come up with you a starting price, if you will. Now, you're not obligated to sell your home at that point, but if you'd like to, you sure can. Through the Real Estate Connection, and we welcome on Reg Kleinsasser. Reg, how you doing today, man?
We're doing good, Matt.
Good. Did you have a good holiday?
We did. We did. We for sure want to wish everyone a happy New Year, and it's great to have a fresh start. And the way the weather's been, we sure can't complain about that. Our winter's been pretty mild, so we're looking forward to the new year.
Absolutely. You know what I call this? This is house buying weather, Reg. This is moving weather. You could actually buy a house in January and move right in without freezing your butt off.
That's absolutely right.
I mean, this is a heck of a deal here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a rare occurrence in South Dakota, but we'll take it. We love it.
And also a great way to start off a new year is in your very own forever home. And I know you got a nice, robust list you're waiting to get at here. What do you got for us today, sir?
Well, we are going to start today at 690 12th Street Southwest in Huron. This is a home that has had many improvements, and including an addition onto the house. So got some extra room there, some extra space. Very, very nice to have 4 bedrooms. If you're looking for a home with 4, there's some out there with 2 and 3, but this is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home. Like I said, many updates. It's got a updated kitchen with about 20 feet of of a new countertop, beautiful countertop, beautiful home. Check it out, 690 12th Street Southwest. It's priced at $149.9, so it's a very reasonable price for a four-bedroom home. We've also got a four-bedroom home on Riverview Drive. This is 1635 Riverview Drive. It is about 1,800 square feet. It's got a double-attached garage. Very nice home. Very open floor plan. It's got a wood-burning fireplace. It's got a huge backyard. A very nice neighborhood on Riverview there. And that home is priced at $198.5. We've got a five-bedroom home. Maybe you need even a little more space. 222 19th Street Southwest. This is got about 2,500 square feet. There's been many, many, many updates. The brand new kitchen with all hickory countertops, a huge island, open to the dining room, open to the living room. Basement has had many updates, with including two bedrooms with egress windows, so they're ready to go. Beautiful shower in the basement, laundry area that is really, really nicely updated. Check it out at 222 19th Street Southwest. That's a five-bedroom and two-bath home priced at $229,000. Moving down the line, we want to look at a new listing that we have at Lake Byron. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home on the west side of Lake Byron. It's had many, many updates, including a huge addition with a master suite, includes a master bathroom, laundry area, all right there. Beautiful, huge attached garage now with the addition. Very, very nice home. Give me a call. We can tell you a lot more about this new listing at Lake Byron. Maybe you're looking for something more upscale. We have a 2012 custom-built home at 1306 Riverview Drive. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath home. It's got a beautiful, beautiful chef's kitchen with a island, built-in gas stovetop. Very nice triple garage with heated floors. Basement floors are also heated, but that garage floor also is epoxied. Very nice. When you walk in to the house from the garage, there's a kind of a mud room slash laundry room slash partial office. Got the lockers. Beautiful home, 1306 Riverview Drive. Just had a price reduction, priced at $455,000. There's over 3,600 square feet. Check it out. We'd love to show you this home, and give us a call. We can tell you a lot more about it. We're a little low on inventory right now. If you're thinking about selling your home, with the nice weather, things have been very active, and the low interest rates, of course. But this weather has really contributed to continued activity. If you're thinking about listing your home, give us a call. We'd love to visit with you about the selling process. We'd love to help you through that selling process, and we can do a market analysis for you, give you an idea of the price range of where we might be, and get your home on the market and sold. So we just want to thank everyone for their business last year and wish everyone a happy new year, and we look forward to 2021.
A lot of ways to get a hold of them down there at the Real Estate Connection. You heard realestatehuron.com. Check that out. Call the office, 352-1300. Call Reg, 350-2223. Reg, I'm still holding out for the cookies. I'm not letting you off the hook on these cookies, just so you know.
I'm good for the cookies.
I'm very adamant about this cookie thing. I'm getting me some cookies. So when you have that open house down there at that new office, you let me know. Or at least bring me a cookie at the very least.
Absolutely. Not a problem. We will do it.
All right. Real good, Reg. You have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Thanks, Matt.
Reg Kleinsasser there from the Real Estate Connection. Call the office, 352-1300. Call Reg directly, 350-2223. Find him on Facebook. Check him out on the web, realestatehuron.com. It's Reg Kleinsasser. Find the home of your dreams with the Real Estate Connection.
Daytime highs approaching 33. Today, under overcast skies with snow likely. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies. Tonight, lows around 24. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 34. High of 39. Monday, under partly cloudy skies. 41 Tuesday. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KOKK. Currently, it's 31.
Keeping you country company, Dakota Country, KOKK, Huron.
It's time for the South Dakota Sports History Show, presented by Sanford Health. Here is your host, longtime South Dakota broadcaster, Mike Henriksen.
Hello and Happy New Year. Welcome to a brand new edition of the South Dakota Sports History Show. I am your host, Mike Henriksen. We are very excited. We have a brand new interview to share with you coming up today, one that I think you are really going to enjoy. This gentleman has had quite a few jobs, but boy, when you think about the athletes he has had the chance to coach, it's remarkable. Before we get to that, we want to remind you that Cindy Bahi and I have a book that just came out prior to Christmas. It is called Genuine Journeys of Life. It is 20 snapshots of things that have happened to people, their life experiences, or a particular story in their life. If you've ever wondered how the paddle boat got to pier, we have the people that got the paddle boat to pier in our book. If you've ever wondered about the history of South Dakota State and USD men's basketball teams going to play basketball in Cuba in the late 70s when Cuba was closed, we've got that story told by the guy who